Talking with Tom Buchanan here on the floor of the business session for the American Farm Bureau, getting ready to start the afternoon. Tom, you spoke to a couple issues this morning. One was the cottonseed issue. Farm Bureau did go on record supporting cottonseed as an oilseed.
Absolutely. That's a crop that is very important to Southwest Oklahoma and important to me personally. But overall, it's an important crop to American agriculture, and that's what American Farm Bureau is about. In reality, this does not require opening up the Farm Bill. The Secretary has all the authority to do what's been requested of him by the Cotton Council, the national organization. And in speaking with Frank Lucas, the people that we know well back at home, and Bart Fisher, a guy that many people know, they believe that this is doable and should be happening with this current Farm Bill.
And that can obviously provide some much-needed help getting them into the farm program, the farm safety net.
Absolutely. Cotton's in a pretty tough time right now market-wise. And so this will extend that help that this commodity needs. And we got to keep in mind at all times that this is not just particularly advantageous to the cotton farmer. In fact, 60%+ of the cotton seed that is produced is fed to dairy cows, and an additional big chunk is fed to beef cows. So this extends past that cotton farmer.
The other issue that you spoke to this morning, the feral hog issue, Oklahoma obviously sponsored that particular resolution, something that you're trying to, I guess, pull the state resources and add some USDA resources.
Absolutely. We believe that if there's a little bit of federal teeth, most of the time you don't want federal regulation in your life, but we believe that USDA needs to be involved in this because this is a multi-state issue of the feral hog infestation as an invasive species. Oklahoma's suffering greatly, a lot of property damage, a lot of private property damage, and we need to correct this problem. We believe this is the first step heading in that direction.
This is basically, those hogs don't respect state barriers, and this gives you an opportunity to work on that.
Absolutely. Our surrounding states, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, are having very much our same problems we are. Kansas would love for us to put up a big old fence and keep those hogs out because they're just starting to broach that Kansas-Oklahoma border. So this needs to be addressed.